Hey, there you are. Isn't it crazy? We have so much in common and never knew it. It's definitely a shame we never went out in high school. We probably would have had the time of our lives. So, what's good here? We have the same taste in food, so why don't you just order for me? I'm sure whatever you pick will be delicious. Sounds perfect. So, what have you been doing since we graduated? I'm in cybersecurity, and I saw on your profile that your major is in... That's absolutely hilarious. I love that story. When you meet my family, you're going to have to tell them that one. Yeah, I didn't mean you were going to meet them, like, tonight or anything. I just thought, you know, this date was really nice, so I'm already thinking far ahead into stuff like that. Sorry, yeah, I didn't mean to move too fast. Sorry, I'm being a huge dork. yeah, no pressure or anything. I hope you're having as good a time as I am. I move kind of fast, so I don't really have any boundaries at all. Okay, good to hear it. So, after the bill comes, do you want to come see my place? Really? Okay, awesome. Let me just pull up Uber on my phone. Yep, so this is my apartment. Yeah, my living space is just so important. Have to have my me place to recharge after socializing at work and stuff, you know? Oh wow, you live right over there? That's so weird. All this time your place is visible from my window and I had no idea. What? Yeah, it probably was just a coincidence that I signed up for the website a few hours after you did. Great minds think alike, right? How about I make us some coffee? Our conversation is just so enticing. I'd love to stay up all night and... Why are you looking at me like that? Is it so weird that I have the same poster on my wall? It's both of our favorite movies, right? No, wait, stop. Please don't leave. Come on, it's just a weird coincidence. Weren't we hitting it off so well? Okay, please don't leave. Okay, I'll tell you everything. Okay, so why did our dating profiles match so perfectly? I may have inadvertently discovered that they haven't patched their web server in like 8 years, so they were vulnerable to Heartbleed, and I was able to eavesdrop on all their net traffic. Yeah, I saw all your answers when you were setting up your profile, so I mimicked them exactly when I set mine up. Okay, yeah, good question. How did I know that you were signing up? I may have backdoored your router by brute forcing the admin login on the Wi-Fi network. By the way, you should really lower the broadcast range on that thing. I was getting a full signal from the lobby in your building. right, okay. So why did I hack your router? Okay. Well, the truth is, I'm in love with you. I've been in love with you since high school, but I never had the courage to talk to you for more than a minute. I was so afraid I'd screw up and lose my only opportunity to make you fall in love with me too. So yeah, I man in the middle attach your internet connection to HTTP inject ads into your web browser for that shitty insecure dating website, then monitored your net traffic till I saw you going there. It was really a long shot of working, seriously. I deserve a round of applause because that was like only the second thing I tried in order to intercept you into asking me out. I guess that didn't convince you. Look, you have to understand. Every time I saw you going out with another girl, my heart just burned with jealousy. I was so fucking jealous, I was going crazy. I had to do something before I started murdering those disgusting sluts to keep you single. Yeah, I sort of jacked your Google login, used your synced contact list to get their phone numbers, sent them dick pics from Hangouts, and then wiped your chat history so you wouldn't realize what happened. No, not your dick. Just some random tiny STD-laden ones that were on Wikipedia. No, I'm seriously not crazy. Come on, look. It only seems weird because I'm a girl. If our genders were reversed, you would totally think it's romantic that I've spent years sabotaging your social life in order to have you all to myself. No, come on, please don't go. I love you. I would do anything for you. Anything. I've thought about you every day since 10th grade. I can't get you out of my mind. It can't end this way. You were supposed to fall in love with me after seeing just how much we were meant for each other. Please. No. Please. This isn't happening. Please. Give me a chance. I can make you happy. I can be the one that completes you. I know everything about you. The more I find out, the more intensely I love you. You're just perfect. You're made for each other. Maybe this can change your mind. See, look how hard you are. You do think I'm attractive. I'll do this for you whenever you like. Those ordinary bitches would blow you a few times until you're going steady with them, and then cut you off so you do whatever they wanted. But me? I'll do this anytime you want me to. Wow, you just came so much in my mouth. No, we're not done just yet. Look, nothing under my skirt. I know you have a fetish for that. Just my pussy, sopping wet just for you. I know you want this. I saw you catching a glimpse every time I crossed my legs at the restaurant. I wore this miniskirt so you could. See, baby, I'll be your personal fuck toy. Whatever you like, I do it just for you. I know exactly what kind of porn you watch. You love seeing girls masturbate in public. I have a chair right here by the window. Always touching myself when you get home from work. Right here where I can see you. Always just hoping you'd look up and see me. My dress hiked up, my tits out, and my legs hanging off the chair. Just like this while I finger my soaking wet pussy, moaning your name. You can't say no to this. I'll be totally yours whenever you want, however you like. Just say you love me. Would you like a taste? Come here, I'm gushing for you. Fantasized about this so many times. Oh, exactly. Just letting you eat me out in front of the window. Oh God, not having your warm mouth sucking my clit. Oh God, drove me so fucking crazy. Fuck. Yes, right there. Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck! Oh, fuck. Fuck. That was so perfect. That was everything I dreamed it would be. Oh, my God. I've never orgasmed so hard in my life. I love you. I knew you'd be online once you had a taste. If you call me your girlfriend, I'll give you my body every day. Please, I love you. I love you. I just want you so bad. Say it. Say it. Tell me you love me. Tell me I'm the one. Look, you're hard again. Don't you want to be inside me? Just say it, and my pussy will be yours forever, no matter what. Whoa, what? Yeah, this one's my bedroom. Are you gonna take me? Take me right here in our bed, baby? Say it. Tell me you love me. Look, I have a photo of you on my nightstand, so I fall asleep every night with your gorgeous eyes watching me. Yeah, I probably am crazy. But I'm sure that's exactly what you want. Say it. Oh my God! I can't believe this is happening. I'm so happy. I've been waiting for this for so long. I fucking love you. I love you. I'm yours. Oh, baby, right there. Oh, fuck me every day. Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck, I've been waiting for you, watching you for so long, never knowing if we'd end up like this. Oh, all this work just to get you inside me. Oh, fuck, it's so good. This is all I've ever wanted. Oh, yes, I'm on the pill. You can come inside me. Baby, whatever you like. I'm just for you. I'm all yours. Holy fucking shit. That was unfucking believable. Or maybe I should say, inconceivable. I know you love that movie. You streamed it twice this month. You can call me Buttercup if you like. Can we cuddle? I've been waiting so long to make love to you. I'm not going to let you leave tonight with only two orgasms. You're going to make me scream your name. Oh, I love you.